Well, hello. Welcome back to my podcast. Yes, it feels so good to be back after that pretty much short break. The last time we were here, we were celebrating Valentine's Day and listening to, you know, international love songs and Naija love songs. And people are still raving about my compilation. You know, like I said, for the Naija songs, I had the help of my fellow sisters. We call ourselves the Elite. You know, and yes, they really came through for me because I was kind of stuck. And the feedbacks have been phenomenal. Oh my goodness. I want to hear people say, oh, thank you, Lady Vava, for that. I'm like, no, you, thank you. Because without you listening in, there'll be no podcasts. Exactly. Alrighty, I'm sure by now you would have noticed that music literally forms a core part of my podcast. And there'll be a lot of, you know, music compilation. Of course, music is part of my lifestyle and it keeps me sane and takes me to that zen mode. And a friend of mine told me, actually, she was like, now that you've done the international love songs, you've done the Naija love songs, you've done the Naija top 10 song twice for that matter, what next in the music line? And I thought it was like, there's so much happening in this country. People are drained mentally, emotionally, psychologically. People are overwhelmed and exhausted. And there's so much craziness, you know, in the world. Every time you turn on your TV, there's one bad news or the other. People are just going crazy. And to the point that they've totally forgotten that at some point, things were relatively okay, yeah, in this country. So now I wanted to go back, like, kick it to the old school, you know, and all that, but I'm still, like, trying to compile and make my research and that. So I decided to go, like, 15 years back. Exactly. Yes, 15 years back, because when I was compiling this list, right, it just had this soothing effect on me. Now, these are not love songs. These are not slow jams and all that. These are upbeat songs, but kind of, like, gave me that nostalgic feeling. And I started missing those days. Yeah, I was pretty young then when the songs were released, you know, 2007, 2008. But I still felt that there was just something I connected to, you know, that year. And I took myself there mentally and I stayed there and I enjoyed it. I had to come back to reality though, even though reluctantly. And then it worked, like it was therapeutic for me. And I became calm. Because yes, yesterday, 2 days ago, I was pretty overwhelmed, you know, with work and other stuff. And I'm like, okay, since this worked for me, then it can work for others. Let me just compile this, put it together, and commute people away from the craziness of now and take them to 15 years ago where things were, you know, not as bad as they are now. Because at this point, people are tired. People are depressed. Let's be frank. Exactly. So yes, that's what today's podcast is all about. Of course, there's so many songs, but you know how we do it, right? We're going to take just the best 10. They were all very good songs, by the way, but we're going to take 10 because of time constraint, and we'll run from number 10 to number 1. Good. So I'm going to go on a very short break, and when I come back, you know how we do it, right? You know, right? Exactly. So keep it locked. With Lady Vava. Welcome back. And before I went on that very short break, I talked about how I'll be taking us back to 15 years ago to the lovely music songs we enjoyed that year. And then for number 10, I have, there were actually a group, and it was more a Sierra Leone Naija fusion. I think they had two Sierra Leoneans and one Nigerian, and they just hit the scene. They came with a bang, and they blew the minds of everybody, because the songs in that album were actually, but this particular one stood out. And at every corner store, in the market, and yes, I was not, you know, old enough to go to the club then, but I mean, what time we're walking on the street, you know, everybody's playing it. You see these guys that sell DVDs, you know, on the road? That is what you should be listening to. You go to the corner store, that's what's playing. You walk past a bar, you know, a lounge, that is what it's playing. So yes, it was a hit song that year. And then for number 10, we have Lorile by the Trio of X Project. Now, this song was released in 2007, and of course, it blazed the trail. Yeah, not much has been heard from them, as one of the group members left the group. And then somehow it just, you know, went into extinction. Even though I heard they try to come back every now and then, I heard they're even trying to work on some projects. But hey, let's just listen to Lorile by X Project. Don't go nowhere. Okay, we just listened to Lorile by X Project. Now, moving on to number 9. This song was released in 2007. I mean, it looked like we had all those hit songs in 2007. And now this artist, it's just weird that this artist kind of like make my list when so much is going on in their lives. Just about 2 days ago, this artist was accused of hitting a woman, you know, like hit a run, and he was arrested yesterday. he's very, very controversial, and court controversy, like it's his love, it's the love of his life. He's had a successful music career over the years, and even though he's been a bit quiet, kind of course, except for this controversy of him hitting a woman and like trying to run off and everything, which is sad, by the way, because the woman was hospitalized. He has been, you know, dropping hit after hit. Sometimes he goes quiet and then he comes out with another bang. He's a guy that has refused to leave the scene. And I like the fact that he's been thriving even with a new crop of acts. You know, he's doing pretty good. Of course, I'm sure you know who I'm talking about right now. It's none other than Timaya. So for number 9, we're going to listen to De Mama by Timaya. Don't go nowhere. Oh gosh, that song, a song. I love it. Now, moving to number 8. This artist, when he hit the industry that year, no one took him seriously because they thought, oh, you're a rich kid. What do you have to offer? You know how angry Nigerians are when they see a rich kid trying to do something that they feel the rich kids have no business doing? Exactly. And then he knew that he had a lot of proof to Nigerians. And of course, he did that. He worked really hard. And of course, he earned it. Not much has been heard from him because he's been really quiet over the years. Yes, he wanted to start a family with his gorgeous wife, Nicole. And but his songs, every time they pop up, wherever in the club or parties, people dance like the world is going to come to an end. So for number 8, we have none other than Nito C with Kenny Big Deal. Now, I'm going to say this. Kenny Big Deal was released in 2008. So you can imagine. So I ask again, where were you and what were you doing in 2008? Were you still running around in your diapers? Or you were not even ready to the world? So for number 8, we'll be listening to Kenny Big Deal by Nito C. Don't go nowhere.
I'm a bit chill, you know, lip seal, cause of how things feel. They can't hold me, they can't fold me, they don't know me, not even an OZ. I need big money, I like clean money, you spend green money, I spend it like D-money. They don't know better, tell me you flow better, you a slow fella, and I'm a go-getter. This is too messy, check out my new Bessie. You can wind down well, but are you ready? Doing your Uze, it's like a movie. When I feel groovy, the game come out loosely. You might lose me, when I cruise, babe. After I'm a new babe, tell me what do you say? Look at pretty in my brand new fitty. One more thing, this is last
skin. One night, light to light, give me lights out. Chevy, we on fire.
Kenny Big Deal, Kenny Big Deal, Kenny Big Deal, Kenny Big Deal.
Give me white light, light to light, give me lights out. Chevy, we on fire.
Kenny Big Deal, Kenny Big Deal, Kenny Big Deal, Kenny Big Deal, Kenny Big Deal,
Kenny Big Deal. Chevy, we on fire.
Chevy, we on fire.
Chevy, we on fire.
I've been gone for so long, you starving. I suggest you hold on, cause we starting. Ain't no need to give me steez or stalling. Darling, pause, I know you'd rather me be yours. Jade of you, you can recognize the cause. For favor you, you in lacy drawers. Pay for you, you know you bought it for. I know you don't set, I know you don't collect. I know you're not like the other girls I met. Other girls are next, other girls are ex. You made me lose count of the other girls I left. Messy, the pee looks heavy on you. Head to the nails, to the shoes, messy. Middle C, don't break my roll. I send a text to your phone when I'm ready to blow.
Light, oh. Light to light, give me lights out. Chevy, we on fire.
Kenny Big Deal, Kenny Big Deal, Kenny Big Deal, Kenny Big Deal.
Give me white light, light to light, give me lights out. Chevy, we on fire.
Kenny Big Deal, Kenny Big Deal, Kenny Big Deal, Kenny Big Deal, Kenny Big Deal.
You know what? We need to give it to Nito C. That man is good. He is so good. Yes, so that was Kenny Big Deal by Nito C. Now for number 7. Oh my goodness, this guy just seemed to like pop up everywhere. And of course, when we did our top 10 Nigel love songs, other way party, we did meet the lists. Now they're making this list again. And in 2007, they came up with this hit single, Do Me. And sometimes people just like to say it in full. It gets us in the Do Me. And yes, this is from the duo of Peace Square. So for number 7, we'll be listening to Do Me by Peace Square. Don't go nowhere.
Do me,
do me, do me, do me, do me, do me,
do me,
do me,
do me,
do me,
do me,
do me,
do me,
do me,
do me,
do me,
do me,
do me,
do me,
do me,
do me,
do me,
do me,
do me,
do me,
do me,
do me,
do me,
do me,
do me,
do me,
do me,
do me,
do me,
do me,
do me,
do me,
do me,
do me,
do me,
do me,
do me,
do me,
do me,
do me,
do me,
do me,
do me,
do me,
do me,
Now she step into the clubhouse. See how the boys them a drop down. And all the ladies just a holla say, them no know say what holiday. If you don't so you take a busy make you know they fall. This not a song for the dancer. The way you move your body, girl, it be like say, you no know say what holiday. Now the way you they do the things you do, it be like say you get plans for me and you. If I put it on you, you put it on me. What a man can do, a woman can do so. If you do me, I do you. Man, no go vest up on the dance floor. Man, no go vest, touch me, I touch you. Man, no go vest, you say, man, no go vest, I say, man, no go vest.
If you do me, I do you. Man, no go vest, step on the dance floor. Man, no go
vest. So won't you give it to me?
I go give it to you.
So make you give it to me some more.
Some more.
You get to see the do me. So make you give it to me. Give it to me. You get to see the do me. So make you give it to me some more. Oh, I said, you get to see the do me. So make you give it to me. Not the way you did do me. So make you give it to me some more. So make you do me. Make you do me. How much I got the way she twist and wind it. Making me feel like I'm grinding. Baby girl, I know so you the I me. After the show, not the party for my room. Strictly for me and you. We got plenty things to do. So pull off your bump and move. Make quick groove.
Boy, you know, say talk is cheap. I know you were tempted to roll with me. Me, I know be the busy body where you sing. What a man can do, a woman can do so.
If you do me, I do you. Man, no go vest up on the dance floor. Man, no go vest, touch me, I touch you. Man, no go vest,
you say.
Man, no go vest,
I say.
Man, no go vest.
If you do me, I do you.
Man, no go vest,
step on the dance floor.
Man, no go vest. So won't you give it to me?
I go give it to you.
So make you give it to me some more.
Some more.
You get to see that do me. So make you give it to me. Give it to me. You get to see that do me. So make you give it to me some more. Oh, I said you get to see that do me. So make you give it to me. So make it
Okay, that was Do Me by P-Squad. Now, moving on to number 6. This artist came with this music with a big bang in 2007. And if I remember correctly, the song was banned at some point because it was said it was encouraging the Yahoo boys as they tagged them, you know. And that was because of the title of the song and the lyrics, actually. And it was a hit that year, to the point that it had its own dance moves. You know how we have coordinated dance moves for songs, you know, in TikTok challenges and all that. And then the likes of the Shakiti Bobo, the Focus Dance, the Warisi, you know. And just so you know that the artists of then had always done that. I think it actually started more with Daddy Shoki years ago. So this song had a cool dance that's, you know the kind of dance where you don't have to go crazy. You know, it's just chill and cool. It's more like the dance for the big boys. And it's none other than Yahuze by Olumintain. So for number 6, we'll be listening to Yahuze by Olumintain. Don't go nowhere.
Hey, boys, kamikaze or the control level. Yahuze,
Yahuze.
From number 10 to number 6, and you know how we do it, right? We're gonna go on a break and then we'll come back to listen to number 5 to number 1. But before I do that, let me just run through what we've listened to thus far. For number 10, we have Lorile by X Project, also known as Extreme Project. For number 9, we have Dem Mama by Timaya. For number 8, we have Kini Big Deal by Nito C. For number 7, we have Do Me by P Square. Then for number 6, we have the controversial Yahuze by Olumintane. So I'm going to go another short break, and when I come back, I'll be running off this podcast with the top 5. So do not go nowhere, because I will be right back. You know how we do it, right? Exactly. With Lady Vava. Alrighty, welcome back. Exactly, that break was actually needed. But I'm gonna just have to waste so much time now because of time constraints. So we're going straight up to number 5. Now, for number 5, we have a group of people that were actually all in the same record label. That year, they were forced to not even be reckoned with. Like, people knew better. Everyone wanted to identify with them. They were hot. They were the real deal. Though defunct now, but they made your mark that year. Those years. Because they stayed for a bit before, you know, it became defunct. And I remember then, whenever they went for events on the red carpet and all that, they took over. Like, you would just know that, okay, this group of people are here. You would always feel their presence and all that. And every now, even though they individually had their own career, sometimes they come together, you know, with the record label head, which was Don Jazzy at that time. And yes, I know it was a collaborative effort with the band, that's the record label. The band was the biggest artist, you know, in the label. Then we had Wonder Cole, we had The Prince, we had Dr. C, you know, and so many people coming up and on. Ikechukwu was a very good friend of theirs, and I remember all the drama that happened, you know. That's moving on though. even though they had the individual careers and all that, every once in a while then they would come together and create a masterpiece. And this song we're gonna listen to was one of the hit songs they released that year, and every person from the label had a part to play in it. So for number 5, we are gonna listen to Booty Call, aka I Love the Booty, by Mohits. The song was released in 2009, so you know what, don't go nowhere, don't go nowhere, because we gotta listen to these, and then we'll come back and listen to the remaining 4. All right.
I'm Nivaj. I'll skip out like when you wake up first, call me Mohits Records. Feel it. It's Mohits Records. It's Don Jazzy again. When the cold, the black is the demo. Dr. C, K Switch, the prince is here. And you know, we like coconuts. But we will love the coconuts that I've got, not the small, not the medium, but big, big, something big.
I love that booty, I love that booty, I love that.
I just wanna see you whine and pop that coochie. The way you move from behind, I'm about to lose it. So good, you know it's a goodie, it's Maximus. That's bouncing around and just attracting us. I could spend my whole life all up on tracking, cause you're driving me crazy with the way you backing that booty.
See the song, I love it because it's a song that when you listen to it in the club, you know, at that point you just channel your inner sluttiness. That is me putting it mildly, you know. So moving into number 4, not much has been heard from this artist in forever, even though sometime last year, I know he released, he released a song, you know, under the reggae genre, because that was his thing. I don't want to say he was a one-hit wonder, even though he was tagged that way, because he had some other good songs though. But this song reigned supreme in 2008, and every time I listen to the song, honey, it does something to me. I love the song. I want to twerk. I want to give my, you know, reggae slow sexy moves and all that. So yes, that song is quite effective. So for number four, we'll be listening to Shank, and the song is titled Julie. Don't go nowhere.
Love all beautiful girls. Shank said that song. German, sure. The way the girl a move sometime, I drive man mad and ting. Edgar, you hear me? Julie, God.
Julie. Say, man, I hear say you are mad and ting. Julie. Julie. Love the way you shake that booty and ting. Make bad man wanna go. Make bad man wanna go. Make bad man wanna take you home. Make bad man wanna make you moan. Make bad man want body in the club. Make bad man wanna pop some more. You want bad man to come with you. So man I go go anywhere you want go. Oh, Julie, love the way you shake that booty. I know to please you is my duty. To please you is my. Show me that you're bad enough. And baby, move to me, move to me. Show me that you got that stuff. So baby, wine for me, wine for me. She say me love it. Man, I watch her move her sexy body. When me ask her for her name, she tell me see her name a Karen. For real? Sing. But me not go pay your bill, me not go take it go a foreign. Man, I give you walking if you lucky. No, you never hear about me. Me not ready for marry. And all it take to make me happy. Send for me the sexy body girl with a nice round body. Call her friends on my phone, baby, we can have a party. You see me? Me a the girl, them savior. Me a the girl, them champion. So me a tell them to whine for me, crying for me. Show them when you bag it up. And when you move for me, move for me. Show me that you're bad enough. Now baby, move to me, move to me. Show me that you got that stuff. So baby, whine for me, crying for me. Julie, I saw me see say you are cutie. And now please you is my duty. To please you is mine. He's mine. Oh, crying for me, crying for me. Show you you bag it up. And when you move for me, move for me. Show me that you're bad enough.
Guess what? I'm still twerking and dancing. I love that song, Julie by Shank. So moving on to number three as we gradually come to the end of this podcast. Now, this song is was by a group of very fine young men. Oh my goodness, they were the real deal that year. Every girl loved them. Let's just be frank. Everyone crushed on them. Every girl kind of like crushed on them. Cute guys, by the way. Beautiful vocals. Their songs alone can literally get a girl pregnant. Just kidding, though. And not much has been heard from them, though. You know, one of them got married. I think they've all parted ways, if I'm correct. But they've been extremely quiet. I know they tried to do like a comeback, like a reunion and all that. But I don't know how that went so far. But they gave us really good songs, you know, from love songs to comical songs like Iyabasira, you know, to, you know, If I Could Run Away. I'm sure by now you know who I'm talking about, right? But this song we're going to listen to is, this song was every lover's delight. Yes, every lover girl, every lover boy's delight that year. You know, like it was some people literally, some guys literally use it as a poem to woo a girl, you know, and some girls either feeling themselves they're in love or whatever it was, use the song to encourage themselves and, you know, feel like, yes, I think I'm in love. My heart is all fluttery and all that. Oh, please. So for number three, we'll be listening to Olufumi by Sty Plus, which was released in 2006. Wow, that's a really long time. Exactly. So where were you in 2006? Oops, my bad. So for number three, we're listening to Olufumi by Sty Plus.
Another woman, girl, it was true, so true, I meant to marry you. But when I did, I really want to take care of you, for you. Now you say you want to leave me, girl. When around you I have built my world. Whatever you heard about me, baby, it's definitely crazy. One chance to show. Oh, Olufumi, oh, my body let me go. Olufumi, la 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 la. Ma she fini se le la la. Yorati mi, oh, Olufumi, oh,
baby.
Olufumi, oh, my body let me go. Olufumi, la la. To make it move on you. But before you finally leave me, girl, think about what you do to my world. Whatever you do to hurt me, baby, it's gonna drive me crazy. Please give me one chance to show. Don't make me cry.
Take on a date down the aisle and be the first and the last girl to become my bride. You could be the one to make a fool of me, or you could be the one to be confusing me, or you could be the girl in the world that I know through the rough times gonna stay true to me. You could be my Juliet, I mean I have his looks, but I would still be your Romeo. You could be my princess, I'd be a charming prince at the service of only you. That's why I never wanna love another woman, that's why I know I'll never love another woman, that's why I can never love another woman, that's why.
About you leaving, I find myself grieving. Don't seem deceiving. I'm still believing. Go, stay with me.
Oh, memories, sweet, sweet, yummy memories. Alrighty, that was Olufumi by Sty Plus. Moving on to number two. This song was huge. Like, how do I put it? I think it was more like a surprise to people. It took everyone by surprise, you know. It was really, really huge to the point that even when it's played today, people dance to it and they can identify, they can relate, you know. I'm not that much of an expert in Yoruba language, but I heard the lyrics are quite deep. You know, I remember a friend of mine tried explaining to me, you know, that was sometime in 2000 and just a few years ago, like we're talking about it. And I'm like, I knew I was young and all that, but that song was like, there's so much noise about the song, you know, and the person tried to explain, I don't remember though, but as of then, I think I kind of like say, oh, okay, wow, no wonder and all that. But yes, I love this song because it was a huge deal that year, and it was played everywhere and everyone loved it. So for number two, we're listening to the song that was released in 2008, and it is titled Gongwaso by Nice. So don't go nowhere.
Yeah, I'm back at ya. I'm back at ya.
Gongwaso, kutukwamu. Eni ya dena, Gongwaso, kutukwamu. Eni shwako.
Was Gongwaso by Nice. So moving on to the final song for today. You know how I say, man, we'll leave the best for the last. But hey, all songs are good. All songs are good. Don't get it twisted. But you know how it is, right? Now, this artist, this female artist, she was a force to be reckoned with in the industry. I know she's still doing her thing. She's still touring the world with her band. And come on, the French people literally stole her from us. They refused to release her. And yeah, we'll miss her a lot, even though I heard there's something in the old thing, I guess. I know she tried to do that some years ago. I don't know how that went, but I heard there's something coming up this year, and I'm very expectant. But she's still touring the world with her band. She's doing so well. Like, her music is so universal. Like, her lyrics very deep. And she talked about everything and anything, about love, about the situation of the country, about slavery, about... She was just a versatile artist that was way too talented for anyone to handle. Okay, so I'm talking about none other than the almighty Asha. God, Lord, I miss Asha so much. You know, sometimes I just take my time to listen to, you know, some of her songs. And I'm like, wow, this girl is good. Like, what happened? Shall we need you? Come back already. But like I said, like, you know, I said earlier, we heard there's something, you know, coming up this year, and I cannot wait at all. So for number one, the ultimate number one, this 2007 song, which was a hit, a smash, it smashed all records. It's, you know, it's carded, it's like, how do I put it in? I took, snatched all of the awards. It topped all the charts, you know, the top list and everything. This song was everything. And it is an evergreen song, because even if you play today, people will still like, okay, yeah, exactly. So for number one, we have Fire on the Mountain by Asha. Yes, Fire on the Mountain by Asha. Take it away. Fire on the Mountain by Asha. Yes, I love the song. It's an evergreen song. And yes, we have come to the end of this podcast. But of course, before I call it a wrap, I'm going to run through what we've listened to so far. For number 10, we have Lori Le by Extreme Project, aka X Project. For number 9, we have Dear Mama by Timaya. For number 8, we have Kidding Big Deal by Nito C. For number 7, we have Do Me by P-Square. For number 6, we have Yahuze by Olumintain. For number 5, we have Booty Call by Mohit. For number 4, we have Chuli by Shank. For number three, we have Ololufe by Star Plus. For number three, we have, for number two, pardon me, we have Bongwaso by Nice. And of course, for number one, we have Fire on the Mountain by Asha. I hope I've been able to like kickstart your weekend, you know. You know, just help me kickstart it because the songs are okay. It's Friday, remember? Flashback Friday. So it is very, I mean, it's very appropriate. And yes, this is where we call it a wrap. But you know how we do it, right? Please, today's Friday. I know you want to go out and groove and all that. But when you go out with your nose masked. Corona is still in town. Remember, it's not going on any break. Forget what's happening in the world. And yet, do not forget what's happening in the world. Let's also pray for Ukraine. Let's pray for peace, that, you know, to reign. Like, we don't need war at this point. We don't even need it at any point. Yes. So please be vigilant. Be very, very be aware of your surrounding. Anything can happen anytime. Be careful where you go out. You know how wild it is out there. Please be very careful. And even when you're going out, make sure you tell one or two people. God forbid something happens. And please go out with your ID in case anything, so at least you can identify yourself. And what else again? Maintain social distancing. That's still very important. And please, as a lady, do not take lift from strangers. I'm going to put it out. Like I said, I'm real. I'm going to be a young auntie. I'm going to like put it out there. Please do not take lift from strangers. I know people, there's good people out there with good intentions, but to those scary stories, just be careful. You know, be very careful. And don't drink while driving. Don't drive while drinking. Because you know that a lot of people's lives are in your hands. Imagine you have people in your car, and God forbid, imagine the car you would crash, you know, and imagine people crossing the road, you know. So please be responsible. And if you know you're too tired to drive, you can just park your car somewhere and get a cab, or look for someone who is more, you know, sane or sober to drive. Alrighty, so this is where I call it a wrap, and it's TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. So go into the world and enjoy yourself. You know that I'll be enjoyment minister. End of story, period. I am Lady Vava. Bye bye. This podcast is proudly sponsored by Vavalicious Kitchen. Food for your soul.